Welcome to the DuBois Chamber of Commerce podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard. It's time to once again welcome and say hello to Jody from the DuBois Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Jody.
Hey, Dan. I'm happy to be here again. I love these podcasts.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So today we're joined by Dylan Carlson. He's the creative force behind Shepherd Outdoor Media and the exciting new venture of Trophy Edits. If you're a hunter or an outdoor enthusiast, you're definitely going to want to hear about what he's building. Dylan, thanks for joining us. You've done some really impressive work with outdoor brands and content. What inspired you to take your experience and start something like Trophy Edits?
Hey, thanks for asking, Jody. Yeah, so Trophy Edits is a really unique business, and the story behind it is one that I share whenever I give photo seminars and lectures at trade shows on the road. So what really inspired this business is my love of hunting and my love of being outdoors. So it was about 2 years ago that me and my father went out on our first ever hunting trip in Texas. So my father's a big hunter as well, and he wanted to actually go out and get a Texas whitetail. That was his goal, was specifically a Texas whitetail versus the plethora of whitetails we have up here and have gotten over the years. So with that, we went out, we found an outfit, and we had a great time. But when we went out and got these deer, mine, when I got mine, it was really late at night. So we went out, we got it right before sun went down. And with that, as you do whenever you go out hunting, first you get the animal, and then your guide will come up. He'll take either his phone or your phone, and he'll come up and angle you and take a picture. Because if we're being honest, that's actually why most hunters go out, is they want that cool trophy photo.
Yeah.
But with that, I didn't get my deer until almost dusk. It was very late. The shooting hour was almost gone. And so with the photo at the time, you can barely see anything. So with that, whenever I went and sent out this photo to all my friends of, hey, I just got this awesome monster Texas whitetail. Thing was huge. It was bigger than any deer I've ever gotten. No one could really see the darn thing. And that's what really inspired me to actually start editing my own photos, because I have a history of photo editing. I used to actually edit photos of Disney travel packages when I used to work for a company that marketed them. And with that, I realized, hey, you know, this is a market that people love showing off what they do. They love showing the sport, and this is a way to better do that.
Nice. So, Dylan, let's get real specific. Let's talk about those trophy edits, as they're called. What exactly is a trophy edit? Like, if somebody never heard of that before, and I'm venturing to say a lot of people have not ever heard of what a trophy edit, how do you explain that?
So what a trophy edit is simply is it is a professional photo edit of a trophy animal that you harvest.
I see.
So what happens is, like in my story I mentioned, after you get an animal, whether it be through an outfit, through a DIY hunt, or even if it's you and your own family going out and getting one, almost everyone takes that photo of them and their harvest. So they send it in to us. We professionally edit it, and then we print it on one of our three materials, which is canvas, metal, and even on acrylic.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what it is.
All right.
All right. Well, Dylan, I'm so glad that you're here telling us about this unique business opportunity that you have, because I think yesterday I sent you a photo of my husband's he shot a monster deer during deer season a few years ago. And the one disappointing thing, and I'll say it, I know I can say it on the radio, my husband had a beer can in the photo of his deer. And I kept thinking, huh, how do I get that beer can out of that nice photo? So I know I emailed it to you, and I'm sure I was waiting till today's podcast to see what we could do with it. But I'm really excited to be able to do something for him, because, you know, it's one of his favorite pictures. But my question now is, do you strictly work with hunting photos, or are you open to other types of edits as well? And when it comes to a great trophy photo, what makes it stand out? Is it the moment? Is it the lighting? Is it the animal, or something else?
Yeah, so that's an absolute great question, and we get that question a lot. So first and foremost, we do any kind of photo. At the end of the day, whether it be a monster whitetail or maybe, you know, your kids at their first Little League game, we can edit any photo, and it goes with the same process of once it gets sent to us, we professionally edit and we send a digital copy back to be approved. And when that approval is done, that's when we print, so everyone's happy. And as it relates to what makes a great trophy edit, where we find our niche is that we actually specialize in phone photography. So with that, I want to make it as authentic and available as we can to as many people. So what makes a truly great trophy edit is the moment, is the energy. It's not what are the best angles, what is the best lighting situation, because that's where me and my team come in to fix that in post. What really matters is the feelings that are captured in that photo. You know, where I always say it is, because we get compared to traditional taxidermy a lot. And I say that traditional taxidermy always celebrates the animal, and that's fantastic. But trophy edits, we celebrate the moment and the people. And so that's where what makes a great trophy edit is that moment, that electricity that you want to hang on your wall and want to celebrate for years to come.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So Dylan, you've probably worked with a lot of different images, and I have to ask, what has been the most difficult or challenging edit you've ever worked on?
Yeah, so that is a great question. And like I mentioned before, I do a couple seminars across the country on photo editing, and I bring up this example because it is still our hardest to date. So we have an affiliate company because we affiliate with a lot of these outfitters all over the US, Canada, and we're actually starting in South Africa these days. But there was a photo of an elk that got harvested out in, I believe it was Colorado. And this was an absolute gorgeous elk. I've seen a lot of elk in my day, and this one was probably in my top five biggest ones. Well, an unfortunate issue with this elk is that after it was shot, they were not able to recover the elk for almost three full days. And when you're out west and can't recover an animal a couple days, you know, we know what happens in Pennsylvania. Now, times that by about three with bigger animals such as wolves and bears being a lot more prevalent. So that one was our absolute most difficult edit. And that's because when it was recovered, pretty much from the abdomen down was completely eaten away, as well as, you know, not to get too graphic for the show, whenever these animals start scavenging, they start with the fleshy bits, the eyes, the mouth, the other parts. And so in addition to the abdomen down was eaten away, also the face was eaten away. So from that, the client was unfortunately unable to get a traditional mount because the cape was too destroyed. But what they did do was they convinced the client to still pose with what I call roadkill, pretty much, and take a photo because they had confidence in us to recreate it. And that's what we did.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, Dylan, you touched on this earlier, but talk a little bit more about your ideal customer or potential customers. Is it just outfitters or hunters? Content creators, you even mentioned about parents with their children or grandchildren starting on a ball club. And talk about what's the best time for them to reach out to you, timetable-wise.
Yeah, so for our ideal customer, it is usually, you know, it's usually the wives, children of hunters. You know, those people that whenever Christmas or birthdays come around, they just don't know what to get for them. You know, they aren't familiar with the sport. They aren't familiar with the gear, who has what. But what I can tell you almost unequivocally is every single hunter has that one animal that has a very special place in their heart or trip, whether it be, you know, their biggest deer like Jody's husband, or maybe their first elk or their first whitetail trip down to Texas with their dad. Everyone has that special memory that they would love to get out. So those would be our ideal customers. And the best time to reach out to us is actually, I would say, probably in about October area, especially if you're ordering for Christmas, because with our process, it is a very custom process. So it usually takes us about a week fully to edit, and then about another week to make sure we get those fine tunings done. Mm-hmm. And after that, then it takes us anywhere from 2 weeks to a month to actually print out and ship.
All right.
So October would be the best time for him to reach out to us.
All right, Dylan, you're building Trophy Edits from the ground up. So what's the response been like so far from the outdoor and the hunting community? Do you see this growing into like a full-time effort on your behalf? Or do you plan to keep it as a specialized service under the Shepherd Outdoor Media umbrella?
Yeah, so that's an absolute great question. So where I see Trophy Edits actually going in the future is I see Trophy Edits as outgrowing Shepherd Outdoor Media. Shepherd Outdoor Media is a company that is hyper specialized in helping, you know, outdoor service-based businesses. And while Trophy Edits is also hyper specialized, we are opening ourselves up to not just the business market, but to the consumers. So with that, I see Trophy Edits as having a lot more upward momentum, for lack of better words, and ability to grow. Where we are right now, and where I see us pushing even more in the future, is we are actually currently at, I believe, 53 affiliates over 4 different countries right now. And every year, we've been growing that number little by little. Trophy Edits started, I guess, only last year, so I guess that's a little weird to say is every year, but within the span of 1 year, we've taken it from 0 to 50 in 3 countries, and we're not planning on slowing down anytime soon.
All right, super.
Well, Dylan, we're really excited for your business. We thank you for being a Dubois Chamber member. And for listeners today listening to our podcast, how can they learn more about Trophy Edits, and where can they find you?
Yeah, so the best way that they can learn more about Trophy Edits is following us online at @real_trophyedits on Instagram, or just Trophy Edits on Facebook. They're always welcome to reach out to us. DMing or calling the office is the best way, and we'll even invite you over, come see what we do, show stuff off in person. As well as, we do have a couple other podcast partners, and in addition to the Dubois Chamber, we're also on the Fall Obsession podcast, so that's a great way to learn more about us, as well as just hunting in general. They're absolute great people, and we're happy to work with them.
Well, thank you so much, Dylan. Thank you again, Jody, and thank you for taking time today to listen to this Dubois Chamber podcast of Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.